The Guardian.
The hunt is on today for four paintings by four Impressionist masters, stolen from a Zurich museum at the weekend by a gang wearing masks. The works by Van Gogh, Cézanne, Degas and Monet are worth £84 million. It's the largest art robbery in Swiss history. But will police ever get them back? Sarah Jackson is research director at the Art Lost Register.
This is a very big art theft. The Zurich police have described it as spectacular, and I think that's a good description. It probably ranks as one of the sort of most valuable art thefts in recent years. The other one that springs to mind, I suppose, is the theft from the Isabella Stewart Garden Museum in 1990, where very, very valuable pictures were stolen by the likes of Vermeer, Rembrandt, and so on. This theft, I'd say, equals that.
So who is it that's doing this? Are they being stolen to order? Because one would assume that given the high-profile nature of the paintings, they can't be sold on.
To use a cliche, they really are sort of too hot to handle. So one doesn't know whether these are criminals who want to use these as some kind of bargaining chip between criminal gangs, whether they want to try and get a reward out of the museum, or whether a collector has sort of commissioned this theft. I don't think that's likely. Most art is stolen by criminals to try and turn it into cash.
What's the chances of getting them back?
I think it's fairly good. They are such valuable pictures. They're very, very well known. I would hope that sooner or later information might sort of filter out in the criminal underworld, that'll come to the attention of the police or the museum. I think there's a good chance they will be recovered, but it may be a bit of a waiting game.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.